KTOO would like to acknowledge the Thane-A-D, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon and the Wushkitan, with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend on their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunach chish for your patience as we learn. Our first guests on today's show are here to talk about COVID-19-related operations here at KTOO. We have our general manager, Bill Legere, here in the studio. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And we have Jennifer Pemberton, who's managing editor of KTOO News. Welcome. Nice to have you here, Jennifer.
Hello, hello.
All right. Shall we start with you, Bill? Different times.
Sure. Things changed pretty quickly for us last week. We started working on a plan of continuity for KTOO about 2 weeks ago, and didn't expect to implement it as quickly as we did, but we implemented it last Friday. And basically, it's to assure that we can continue operating on all of our stations, on TV, radio, and online, on Gabel, Alaska, and 360 North, and all three of the radio stations, while at the same time protecting the health and safety of our employees and recognizing our role of primarily right now focusing on providing accurate, detailed community information.
Remind us how long you've been general manager here at KTOO.
Oh, boy, a long time, Scott. Like, you know, 25 years.
Yeah. Have you seen something like this before?
Well, we've had to rise to the occasion at other times. The outbreak of the Gulf War prompted us to expand to 24-hour-a-day broadcasting so that we could keep people informed. And we used to sign off at midnight and come back on at 6 in the morning. And when the Gulf War started, we said, we'll just go 24-7, and we never looked back. And, of course, 9/11 was big. But nothing like this, nothing that had such an immediate impact on the lives of everyone who works here and certainly on the well-being and the mental health of the community.
So what the three of us are doing right now in Studio K is a bit of an anomaly going forward. Can you speak to our listeners about sort of outlining the continuity plan?
Sure, yeah. So one principle in the plan is that in order to keep us functioning, we've closed the KTOO building to the public. And that also includes closing down or suspending our volunteer music programs on KRNN and KXLL and limiting physical presence in the building only to staff members while they are working. Most of us have now been set up to work from home as much as we can, and we're trying to keep down the number of people who come into the building. So the doors are locked, which is odd, and a greeting on the telephone says that leave a message and we'll get back to you because so many of our staff are going to be working remotely. And what we want to do is protect the essential operations, which immediately means the people who keep the news coming your way on KTOO. So Matt Miller will still be here doing Morning Edition Live in the morning, and our news reporters will be coming in to do newscasts and host All Things Considered. And then the crew that does Gabel, Alaska on 360 North are also continuing to work. And then everybody else may come and go to pick up things in the office, but they'll work from home.
Okay. I have some more questions for you about that, but let's turn over to Jennifer Pemberton. How is this looking for you as a newsmaker?
Very busy.
All right.
So we're just trying to kind of use the same principles that we always used in our newsmaking or news decision-making process and kind of just hyper-focusing that. There's so much information. I think on Thursday and Friday, we put out more news in each of those days than we've done in some weeks before. And with our partners across the state as part of the Alaska Public Radio Network, there were just dozens and dozens of updates coming from things getting closed, from state officials, from city officials. you know, the cruise industry essentially shutting down. I mean, there's just a lot going on. And one of what I see as my job is, you know, we're drinking from the fire hose. So hopefully you don't have to. So curating what's really important for our local audience and where we put that information.
Okay. And, of course, most of this can be seen at KTOO.org.
All of it can be seen at KTOO.org. We have not expanded our on-air newscasts yet. That could be coming. But in the meantime, we have unlimited bandwidth on the website for updates. And if you go to the homepage right now, we have what we're unofficially calling the Corona Corner. So up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a box where you can click on it and you'll see all of the coronavirus coverage. It's kind of just a steady stream right now. But what we're trying to do in the newscast, and especially what Matt Miller is trying to do in the morning, is kind of curate that for you so that you can, you know, tune out the stuff that maybe isn't as relevant to you, you know, while you're getting ready to go to work or not go to work in the morning, or take your kids or not take your kids to school in the morning.
What's the best way for our listeners and our members to communicate with you?
Social media. We're checking our Facebook messages all the time and comments and tweets and things that we get. News at KTOO.org is a great place to go. And what I really want to sort of hear from people is, you know, questions that you have. We're going to have a space on the website in the next day or two where people can ask specific questions that they have about coronavirus. But to our regular news inbox, we're looking for story ideas, tips. We really want to cover, in addition to sort of the breaking news, expert, talking head stuff, we want the human interest stories that public media is, you know, known for. We want people to hear from people like them whose maybe expertise is only that they're going through this with us and doing the same thing that we're doing and that they're our neighbors. So in order to put those people on the air, we need to, you know, hear from you and what you're experiencing and how you're dealing with this and what you want to know. So questions, comments, corrections, kudos, all of that can come to news at KTOO.org.
I guess I'd like to echo that as producer of Juno Afternoon. Please share those with me as well. You can always write to us at JunoAfternoon at KTOO.org if you have story ideas or things that you'd like to be hearing on the show. Bill Lashier, I imagine that was not an easy decision to choose not to have our DJs coming into the building. Can you speak more to that?
Certainly, to not have those local voices on the air all day on KRNN and KXLL was tough. But, you know, we had to figure out ways to immediately reduce the risk for the people who do work here and also to thin out the number of people in the building. You know, we have 25 regular staff in this building, and with guests on a Juno afternoon and volunteers coming in for music shows, we could easily have 50 or 60 people a day coming through here. And we just feel it's really necessary right now to limit that to a lot less than that, 10 or 12 people a day at the most, in the people who are coming in to do the essential operations to keep the stations on the air. And that's what we're focusing on this week. We do hope to find a way. Scott, I know you and your colleagues in the arts team are working on ways to get local voices back on the air sooner than later. And that can be done by telephone. It can be done by having people send in audio clips and do two-way conversations remotely, just so that we can keep the building as safe and secure as possible for the immediate future. The hearing the comforting voices of those familiar voices, to hear Ricky D and John Gagin and all those people on the air, is so important to the community. You know, we'd love to figure out a way to get them back on safely.
Okay. And thinking about communication with the management team, what's the best way for the public to communicate with you?
Sure. You can go to the website and use the Contact Us form, or you can just call me. My direct line is 463-6406 if you have any concerns on the operational side. I'm managing the continuity of operations. Jennifer is managing the news part of it. So I'm not the guy to call with news tips. I'll just forward those to Jennifer. But if you have concerns about whether we can continue broadcasting or how you can access our airwaves for something other than news, I'm handling those along with the other members of our management team. We've committed to have a manager on duty at all times, so that if something big happens at any time of the day or night, there will be somebody to be able to take that phone call. They'll either be here in the building or on a cell phone someplace, so that there's always somebody who can organize a quick response. And to give you a couple of examples, Gavel, Alaska on 360 North has been carrying all of the governor's coronavirus briefings every day. We broadcast a forum, it seems so long ago, with the city manager and a bunch of experts before things were as bleak as they seem now. And tonight at 7 o'clock on 360 North, we're carrying the briefing that Ethan Berkowitz and the mayor of Anchorage and other Anchorage officials are doing about what's going on in the state's biggest city, while at the same time on radio we'll be carrying the regular assembly meeting, where certainly the one topic perhaps will be the coronavirus.
Right. All right. That's tonight at 7 on KTOO.
Yeah, assembly on KTOO, the Anchorage briefing on 360 North.
All right. Jennifer Pemberton, this week is probably going to be more of the fire hose of news, as you mentioned. What challenges do you see coming your way?
You know, I make decisions every day about, for instance, this, you know, there's this really important Berkowitz conference coming out of Anchorage, which has a lot of statewide implications because it's the biggest healthcare system is in Anchorage and they've the biggest hospital and they'll be talking about stuff. We've also got the assembly meeting happening at the same time. What do we carry? There are national press conferences every day that I have to decide if you'd rather listen to Terry Gross or you'd rather listen to somebody from the federal government updating you on something. So I just balancing local news, statewide news, and national news. And sometimes those three streams are offered at the same exact time to our audience. And I'm the sort of weird gatekeeper there. So I just try to keep the audience in mind when I make those decisions and try to determine what the best option is. And sometimes we're lucky. You know, we have all these different streams. We have a website. We have TV. On the web, we can do a lot of different things. So you could hypothetically be watching the press conference out of Anchorage with one eye and listening to the assembly meeting with one ear.
Yeah. Okay. And again, news at ktoo.org.
Please.
It's a good way to communicate with you. And Bill, your phone number is 463-6406.
And my email is bill@ktoo.org.
Okay, you too. Thank you for coming on the show. I know this is a time of change and things will be changing as we go through the week, and maybe we'll check in with you later. Please keep in touch. Is there anything else that you'd like to communicate to our listeners?
I just want to thank our employees. We allowed every employee to follow their own concerns and take care of their families. Guaranteed that everybody's going to get paid, whether they can come to work or not, whether they're regular or temporary employees or hourly people, everyone will get a salary. And I didn't know how many people would say, well, that's it, I'm done. I have to stay home with my family or my kids. And virtually everybody showed up today. And I'm just really proud that everybody's instinct was to come in and do the best and to keep us going here. This week particularly, we're just trying to figure out how we're going to keep the lights on and the doors locked and the signals coming your way. This is both a technological and a financial strain for us, and it's going to be a challenge. But we have a great staff that's really dedicated, and I'm sure we're gonna do our best.
All right. Jennifer Pemberton, anything else you'd like to add?
I'll just do a quick plug for our newsletter, The Signal, which you can sign up at ktoo.org. And that will maybe help sort of curate a little bit of or cut through some of the noise and get you the links and the news stories that we think you really need to hear the most.
All right. Bill Legere, Jennifer Pemberton, thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, thanks.